Hey friend, it's Allison. Welcome back to Podcast First Marketing. Today we're going to be talking about something that I see quite often, and that's podcasters who are showing up, they're recording, they're publishing, but they're not seeing clients come from their podcast. It's frustrating, right? You're doing the work, you're putting your heart and your strategy into your episodes, but on the back end, your inbox is quiet. You don't have any sales, you're not getting any leads, and you're not even maybe getting any DMs or comments saying, I found you through your podcast. So today I want to walk you through three subtle signs that your podcast isn't doing the heavy lifting that you want it to be doing, because we all want our podcast to be bringing us clients or sales. Let me just say this up front. If you have been signing clients, but you think that they're coming from places other than your podcast, you might be wrong. Maybe they did come from Instagram, or maybe they came from your email list. But wherever they came from, they may have listened to your podcast, and that could have sealed the deal. What I am talking about today are clues that it's time to kind of take a step back and to look at what's working and what's not, and maybe kind of tweak things, reset things, whatever you might need to do, okay? So sign number one, you're getting kind messages, but no client inquiries, no leads. If you've ever had someone DM you saying, I just love your podcast. You are so inspirational. I love what you're talking about. This was such a great episode, but they never hire you. This one's going to be for you. Yes, those messages feel so encouraging, and they are. But if they continue to happen that way and you never get clients, those are also red flags. We do want those encouraging messages, but over time, we hope that those messages turn them into clients. And if it's consistently just getting you messages and no clients, we want to take a look at what it is that you're doing. It might mean that you're doing a very great job at building connections, which is what we want, but your content isn't quite guiding people into your offers. There's like this big gap between your podcast and your sales funnel, or the path that you want your listener to take. We want a listener journey, and I will probably do a whole episode on just the listener journey, but you want them to follow this journey. And if they're just getting stuck listening to your podcast, then we've got the gap and they're falling through the hole. So maybe your episodes are full of value, but they're not quite tied to what you actually want them to do. Or maybe your call to actions are very soft and they're not quite sure if that's the next step they're supposed to take. Or maybe you're not giving them any call to actions at all. And when people don't know what step to take next after listening to you, they don't take any steps. They just listen. So if you have started your podcast just to build connections and you just want to provide value, then that's amazing that people are reaching out to you. But my guess deep down is that you would love to bring some of those listeners in as clients to help you financially. Am I right? I think that's all of our ultimate goals, even if we might not say it up front. That's what it comes down to. Or why are we in business? If you're just doing this to just talk and not get clients, it's really a hobby podcast. And that's fine. If that's what you want. I've had several clients who just have a hobby podcast. But if you're doing this for your business, you want them to become clients. So think deep down, is that what you want? So if this has been you, you're getting these fun, encouraging DMs and they're not turning into leads or clients, what do you do? Well, first of all, you need to start treating each and every episode basically like a little mini funnel. It should warm them up and it should guide them forward toward working with you, whatever that might be. Now, this is not always a hard sell, like come work with me, here's my package, but just a next step. What is it that you want them to do next? If anything, just lead them to your email list with a lead magnet. Or I've seen many people just kind of like, I'm going to quote unquote, sell their newsletter as their freebie. So you could just be talking about, I give, you know, so many more tips or whatever over on my email list. Here's the link to join that. And speaking of email list, this has been a long journey for me with email, but if you don't have an email list, we want you to start one, especially now that you have a podcast, because we want somewhere to send your listeners. I was very late starter to email, and now I am seeing the benefits of it. I wish I would have started. I did start soon, and then I stopped. And long story. though we can do another episode on that later. But you just, the moral of this little sign one is you need to have somewhere to send them next. Even if it's to DM you answering a question somewhere, give them something to do next. Or maybe you're just sending them to the next episode. You want them to have this clear understanding of where you want them to go. Okay, sign number two. You're struggling to come up with new content ideas. Now, if every week feels like you are just scrambling to figure out what you need to talk about next, you do not have a clear strategy behind your content. You're just trying to create content just to have something to go up, and that's not really helpful. You're trying to create this value instead of leading with it. And by that, I mean, I hear this word value. Create value, do this. Well, here's what I mean by that. You are making content that is very helpful for your listener. But overall, it's not strategically, similar to sign one, it's not strategically moving people towards your offer. So if you're just giving tips, if you're just doing whatever, you know, it depends on your situation and your business, that is just giving content. But when your podcast aligns to your offers, the content will become easier. You will know what your audience needs to hear from you before they buy from you. And you can map out your episodes to the buyer journey. What do they need to hear from you to want to work with you? That's what I'm getting at, not just random inspiration. So if every week you're like, well, what could I talk about this week? Well, what could I talk about this week? That's going to burn you out. And that's probably what many podcasters have done who have burnt out. They don't have a clear journey a clear strategy as to what content they want to post. So here's what you need to do. Start with your offers. Because if you want people to work with you, you have an offer. Start with that offer. This is obviously during the planning phase of what you're going to, your episodes. And I highly recommend batching because this makes it so much easier to where you batch out at least a couple of weeks at a time, if not a month. I do 4 to 5 episodes at a time, depending on how I do a month. So depending on how many weeks in the month there are, it just makes things so much easier. So what offer are you focused on that month? And it could be the same offer all the time because you may only have one offer. You may switch between offers. I'm stumbling over words here, but it's your business. So start with your offer. So let's just think of this next month coming up. I'm recording this in September. So let's just think about October. What offer do you want to focus on in October? Then you're going to kind of reverse engineer your content based on that offer. What does your listener need to believe or to understand or to even just be aware of before they're ready to work with you? Those are going to create your podcast episode ideas. That's your podcast plan. That's what you come up with content ideas. It's not just like a list of things and let's talk about that. Okay. That is the 2022-2023 version of me teaching you how to come up with content. Things are different now. And we want our podcast to sell for us, right? But not like we're just constantly selling. It's just going to do it for us. And that's what I mean by taking your offers and using that as what you're going to talk about. And again, if you have a different offer every month, focus on that every month. But like me, I pretty much have the same offers all the time. So I may have the first part of the month go to my freebies or a lower ticket offer. And then towards the end of the month, I might talk about my main offer. And that's going to determine what I talk about in my episode. So I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, please reach out to me so I can better explain that. Okay, now the third sign, you're not seeing growth, even if you're consistently posting episodes or publishing episodes. So I'm going to be very blunt here, and I'm never really blunt, so this is still going to be the nicest way possible, but consistency is very important. Putting out an episode each and every week is very important. It gets your listeners on a schedule. They know what to expect from you. When you just disappear from the face of the earth, they wonder where you went. But consistency is not the whole podcasting game. You will hear be consistent all the time. And I was one of those people saying it. I was like, just keep going. Just keep recording. It's going to work eventually. It takes time. You know, you have to just be consistent. Well, at what point are we consistent and then it still doesn't work? Like when? how long is that? So what I want you to know, here's what happens. And this happened to several of my clients. They stopped podcasting altogether. And I was telling them what I always hear is that be consistent. That's not what is going to get you clients. You could just be constantly posting random episodes and it's not going to lead them anywhere. It's just going to be random content. If I could only go back and help those clients who quit their podcast even last year if I could help them in a completely different way, the way I help clients now, I feel like their shows would be thriving now. But I did not know what I know now back then. Clearly, we all grow. And that just, it kills me. It stinks because I feel like I let them down. And I know that's a me problem, but I have learned more now. So I'm here to help you do it the right way. And if you're listening and you're a past client, I want you to come back. I want to help you. But back to consistency. If your show's been live for months or even years, my goodness, and you're still just like, you're kind of hovering around the same download numbers, nothing's really growing, you know, it kind of goes up and down just by, you know, 10 or so downloads each and every episode or whatever, that's a sign that something's off in your visibility and getting attraction to your podcast. Your titles might not be searchable. Your description might be unclear about what your show is even about for people who just find it. You might not be promoting your episodes in the right places or at all. And I can be very guilty of this, even though that's what I tell my clients to do. I have a very big habit of not promoting my episodes. So here's what we're going to do. If you're being consistent and you're like, it's not getting me anywhere, we need to get your show out there and get more eyes on your show, or I should say more ears on your show, because visibility, it's about, you have to optimize your show so that it works even when you're not constantly promoting it. You need to have podcasting SEO, searchable titles, clear descriptions. You need to be able to put keywords that people are searching for because the podcast platforms are also search engines. I could go into Apple Podcast in the search bar and type in, I did intermittent fasting once, and like all these episodes, you know, podcasts pop up, or even just episodes. So you want to make sure that your titles are very clear, that people could search that title. And this is, again, all podcasting SEO. And also having a strategic promotion of your episodes. And I do not mean just posting a story or a slide that just says, hey, I have a new episode out. That's not working anymore. When I first started in this industry, it was posting audiograms, which were the Canva templates that had the audio wave going and it had, you know, a clip of the audio from the podcast. It doesn't work anymore. I'll get into more things that work, but one of the best things that really work is just taking pieces of your episode and actually using that as content. And then at the very end, saying this came from episode whatever, if you want to hear more, and give them a link or send them somewhere or whatever. But all of these things matter a lot in order to get you seen and to get people listening to your podcast. But then once they find it, you need the other pieces we talked about to keep it going. I really hope this all helps in some way or another. Let's recap a little bit, because if you are noticing that you keep getting these very sweet DMs, but no clients, if you are scrambling for content ideas because you don't know what to talk about this week, if you are not seeing the growth, even though you're showing up weekly, you're, you know, recording these weekly episodes, you do not need to post more than one episode a week. Do not do that. That's not going to help. You need to step back and look at what it is within your podcast. So you need to actually have this like outside lens of a very strategic review of your show, just a clear look at, well, what is working? What's not working? And if you don't know, that's exactly why I created my new offer. It is called Get More Clients from Your Podcast. And I designed this to help you do this. It's a complete top to bottom review of your show. I give you feedback on what's strong, what's maybe misaligned, what are some small tweaks or even big tweaks that you could make to get you closer to leading you to clients and sales. It's, I'm telling you, full top to bottom audit of your show. I do have a waitlist open right now. It's officially open. I will have the link to it in the description below, and it might already be open depending on when you are listening to this. I am giving the first 10 people that sign up for this audit it's going to be at the price of $150. I will be increasing it after that, but you can join the list now so you can get early access when I launch it. Those people will get first dibs on being the first 10. click the link in the description to see if it's already open. If it's already open, it'll take you straight to a sales page. But your podcast has so much potential. I want to make sure that it's working for your business. And sometimes we just cannot see it ourselves. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I have to ask my podcast business friends help for my podcast because there's sometimes I'm not seeing it. When we are too close to what we're doing, we don't see it. So I don't want your podcast just to be adding to your to-do list. I want it to work for you. Okay. And that's what I'm here to do. All right, my friend, I hope to see you in next week's episode.